Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, honorable members of the expert mechanism. It is my honor to speak on behalf of the Secretariat of the World Intellectual Property Organization. My name is Sara Fuentes. I am a member of the Quichua Otavalo people in Ecuador and the WIPO Indigenous Fellow. As many of you might already know, WIPO member states adopted by consensus a new WIPO treaty on intellectual property, genetic resources, and associated traditional knowledge at the conclusion of a diplomatic conference that took place in Geneva in May this year. This is the culmination of a 25-year-long process at WIPO on this matter. The treaty aims to enhance the efficacy, transparency, and quality of the patent system and prevent patents from being granted erroneously for inventions that are not novel or inventive with regard to genetic resources and traditional knowledge associated with genetic resources. In doing so, the treaty sets a historical milestone for indigenous peoples as the first WIPO treaty that refers to indigenous peoples as well as local communities. Of direct relevance for indigenous peoples, Article 3 of the treaty provides in particular that where the claimed invention in a patent application is based on traditional knowledge associated with genetic resources, each contracting party shall require applicants to disclose the indigenous peoples or local community, as applicable, who provided the traditional knowledge associated with genetic resources. Where such information is not known to the applicant or where such a requirement does not apply, the source of the associated traditional knowledge should be disclosed. If none of the above information is known, the patent applicant would be required to declare so. Upon the entry into force of the treaty, the contracting parties will have an assembly which shall encourage the effective participation of representatives from indigenous peoples, including by considering financial arrangements for such participation. WIPO has taken measures to ensure the effective participation of indigenous peoples in the diplomatic conference. In short, WIPO member states agreed in 2023 that the budget allocated to the diplomatic conference be used in case of insufficient resources in the WIPO voluntary fund to support such participation. 11 representatives of indigenous peoples benefited from such funding following a selection process in which representatives of indigenous peoples participated. The Indigenous Caucus received a specific support from the WIPO Secretariat to facilitate their preparation and participation in the diplomatic conference. During the conference, Indigenous Caucus representatives participated as observers in informal and smaller meetings alongside member states. Later this year, negotiations at WIPO will continue on the balanced and effective protection of traditional knowledge and traditional cultural expressions from an intellectual property perspective. I thank you for your